Our syntax like Koshib Shah, that's how Tais is like. It's a historical question. When was. No, no, I was joking. Oh.
I couldn't find a picture of you.
So the Gemara seems to present it like this. When was the verse of Giran Asher given? It's in Parshas Vayishlach. It says that he had to fight with the Malach broke his leg. Then it says, Aken Loch Veneisos Giran Asher. Veneisos means the Jewish nation. Menisam is the children of Yankev Avinu. That the din begin right away after the Malach broke his leg, and right away he was given the mitzvah of Giran Asher. Or maybe the mitzvah was given years later, centuries later, at the time of Amir HaSinai. But the Chumash put it here in Parshas Vayishlach. You should know what it's all about, what the background of Giran Asher. So the Gemara says, if the din of Giran Asher was given already to Yankev Avinu, they weren't mitzvah. Maybe the others volunteer on their own to observe Torah Tarkula. The Gemara says, "Kim Avram Avinu Kavah Tarkula Tula Nitna." The Rambam Chumash assumes that that's not only Avram Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov also observed, but they weren't mitzvah against eating non-kosher animals. If the mitzvah given also was given at that time to Avram Avinu, that it should apply to non-kosher animals, because the mitzvah given also was only given in the Matan Torah. It doesn't make sense to say that it should apply to non-kosher animals. You can't eat anyway. You can't eat all animals. So what are you talking about to give on Asher? It was only given after Matan Torah. It should only apply to kosher animals. So that's the Poshup Shat in the Machlokes. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is, does not look like that. The Rambam usually Pirush HaMishnah is, the Rambam just has one or two sentences, very brief. And here the Rambam has a long essay. 20, 30 lines, a long essay. He says that's a big yisoid in the Mishnah. The Rambam understands that all the Tanoim agree that Giran Asher is given right away to Yankov Avinu. But the Machlokes HaTanoim is, why is it still binding this man Azir? Is it binding because it was given to Yankov Avinu? So at that time, there was no din of kashrus, a kosher animal, so then it should apply even to non-kosher animals. Or do you say it was given to Yankov Avinu, that was only a Rosh Hashanah? And it had to be repeated. Any other Navi gives as a din is only Hayro Ashur. The only one who gives dinim l'dairis is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara, the first daf in the Gila. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. It's a question, which is Pasuk are you quoting? The Moshe is not sure whether it's the last Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, the last Pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar. They're both practically identical with this slight shiur. Something like that. The Gemara says, the only Navi who says a din that's coming in the day is a mitzvah, is a technical term. Mitzvah means a mitzvah is binding the day. Rashi writes that that's the first part of the Rashi Tzav. In Russian Tzabel, the Russian Zir is Miyad on the day. Mitzvah is a technical term that only applies. It's binding the day. So it says in either the last pasuk in Vayikra, the last pasuk in Bamidbar, and Marsha is not sure which pasuk they're quoting. The doctor then exceeds, as he discussed in this kind of Kanakonish, why is there a slight shinuyin? Because the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, he gives a whole explanation. But basically, the two psukim say exactly the same. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi who was given mitzvahs that are binding the Doris. Any other Navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu only has a Rasha. It doesn't give a din of Doris. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah and Pirgit HaNashe writes, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. At that point, why is Giran Asher still binding today? Why do we still do Bris Milah today? Is it because it was given to Avraham Avinu and it's binding the Doris? Well, no, because it was given, Rabbi Avinu was given at the Shoah, a couple of generations, unclear how long. But it was repeated to Harsina by Moshe Rabbeinu, so then it became the Din Lidos. Only what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The Rambam said, that's the Shita that we adopt. We follow the second Shita. No other Navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu ever gives a Din Lidos. Only one is Moshe Rabbeinu. So we today observe Bris Milah and we get on Asher because it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting. How did the Rambam know that's the Poshup Shat and the Machloikis is the way Tosis said, that it's a historical Machloikis. When was Giran Asher given? Was it given to Yaakov? Was it given later? Rambam says, no, they all agree it was given to Yaakov. How did Rambam know that's the Pshat? So this is another Rambam in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam In Hilchos Melachim, he gives you the whole history of the development of the Tayag mitzvahs. So he says, Adam HaRishon was given 6 mitzvahs. He wasn't given the din of Eidman Achai, because he had to be a vegetarian. He wasn't allowed to eat flesh at all. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin says. Noach, after the Mabul, was permitted to eat meat, Kier Kesem Nesati Lechem is cold. Just like Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat fruits and vegetables, so now human beings are allowed to eat meat, but they're not allowed to eat Eidman Achai. So that's why we call it the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, because until the days of Noach, there weren't Sheva, it was only 6. There were really 6 mitzvahs given to our nation. Like Sava Shem Malachim Al Ha'odam. We call it Tzakan Ochel Techon. So the Gemara shows how in that Pasuk, the Pasuk is alluding to the other 6 mitzvahs. Eitz Hadas was only Ha'irashah. That's what I mentioned before. Eitz Hadas, according to the Ramban's Medrash, according to this also, it's only HaRashah, they weren't allowed to eat Eitz Hadas until Shkia, until Leil Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos. Chava was created, and everything was on Erev Shabbos. They were told not to eat Vein Kaas, and they violated the din the same day. They couldn't, they didn't have self-control for one day. If they would have waited till Leil Shabbos, it would have been worse. So these are the 6 mitzvahs that were given to Adam Rishon as a mitzvah, the Doris, and the 7th one given to Noach. And then the Rambam says, this way the world is running to the days of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was given an additional mitzvah, Bris Milah. And then Yitzchak Avinu was given an additional opportunity to be Mafrish Maisers. Where did he get that one from? So the Pasuk says, Behira Baretz, during the lifetime of Yitzchak, Melvad HaRov HaRishon Israel, the Mei Avraham, in addition to the first famine, Ve'elach Yitzchak Alev Melech Melech Pishtim Yorora, on his way down to Mitzrayim, Rashi says, because Yitzchak Avinu always followed the Masorah. Avraham Avinu was a big pioneer, and he came up, and Yerushalayim told him things, and he discovered things on his own. And Yitzchak Avinu always, the Pasuk says, he dug the same wells, and he gave the same name, everything the same as the father. So when there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, so he was going to do the same as his father, go down to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pissed him, I'll tear in Mitzrayim. Don't go down to Mitzrayim, you'll be Mishana the tradition. Avraham Avinu, your father, was not a korban, but you were hukdash as a korban. A korban is nifsal b'yotze. If you take the korban chutz l'm koyma, kochim kalim the mokam is yushan, take a chutz yushan, you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it because nifsal b'yotze. Kochim the mokam is the azara. If you take it out, even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. My sheni is not nifsal b'yotze. Let's say you brought my sheni to Yerushalayim and then you took it out. You bring it back in, you are allowed to eat it. There's no psul yotze by Maisajen, but by Korbanus, there's a psul of yotze, you're not allowed to eat it. So Yitzchak Avinu made a mistake. He thought, just like he thought he's following the tradition, whenever there's a famine, you go down to Egypt, you're going to do like his father did. Roshan says, no, it's a mistake. That's not the tradition. You are a Korban, your father was not Hukdash as a Korban. People think that the story of the Akedah was, the whole thing was a big mistake, that Avraham Avinu misunderstood the whole Dvar Hashem. It wasn't a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Haleh Hashem Le'Oyla, be Magdish your son as a Korban Oyla. He never told him to Shechtem. Avraham Avinu understood. If he was Magdish his son as a Korban Oyla, then it was going to be Makar him. Then Baruch Hashem said, no. Do the HaKrova, Ayelach HaNech, as Basrach, what kind of, do the HaKrova, do the Shechita, Kabbalah, Haloch, and Zvika. And I'll consider it as if it was done on Yitzchak, but it's not that the whole Hagdosha of Yitzchak was a mistake. That wasn't a mistake. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. I'll take them up on top of Har Sinai and be Magdishim. So, and the Shechita, the korban only becomes Nifsal B'Yotzei after the Shechita. Before you do the first Avodah, it doesn't become Nifsal B'Shechita. Same thing, let's say you have a korban Mincha. So the Mincha, when you designate a sack of flour to bring a korban Mincha, only has kedusha as damim lamizbeach. When you put it into the klisharis, then it gets a kedusha aguf lamizbeach. So Rashi writes, once the mincha has a kedusha aguf lamizbeach, that's the name of the perek. Amenachas on sochen. So it says in the end, amenachas on sochen. You should kitchen the kli before you put it in the klisharis. It only has kedusha as damim lamizbeach. It doesn't get the kedusha aguf lamizbeach. So you put it into klisharis. So Rashi says, amayin afkemina that it has a kedusha aguf lamizbeach. So Rashi says, and you be nifsal v'yaitzim. The Tosis repeats this. Every 15 block, Tosis repeats that. It's wrong. Rashi is against the Gemara. It's not true. None of the Yotze to left the Avodah Rishayna. before you do the kmitza, there are four avodas and a mincha that are parallel to the dalal avodas adam. When you bring a korban, the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika, those are the dalal avodas adam that are ma'akev. All the other avodas are atniyah. Haftar is a murim, it's not miyakev. Hefshidin, tuach, all the things are not miyakev. The dalal avodas adam are miyakev. So mincha, that's a Rashi, a long Rashi, the beginning of the second parak and Soto. So Rashi explains it's Tosefta that's quoted there. The Dalar Avodas by Mincha, they're parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam by Korban Be'ema. So the Avodah Bishayda by Mincha is Kemitza. Before Kemitza, it only has Kedusha Guf on Mizbech. It doesn't have a Kedusha Korban. It's not Nifso B'yotze yet. After you do the Kemitza. So a Korban is only Nifso B'yotze after you did the Shechita. Before you did Shechita, not Nifso B'yotze. So what do you mean Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael? They'll be mitzvah b'yotze. They never did any avodas on him. The answer is wrong. They did avodas. Avraham Avinu was magdishim, and then the avodas done on ayalach and nechas. Chazrach Makanim are considered as if they were done on Yitzchak. That's the famous medrash that comments on the pasuk at the end of the Tochach and B'chuk Kosei. Zechart is b'si Yaakov, after is b'si Yitzchak, after is b'si Avraham Eskar. Was Eskar. So Rashi and Chumash quotes the medrash. The verb zocher is mentioned by Avraham and by Yaakov. Zechart is b'si Yaakov. After his piece, Yitzchok doesn't have the verb Eskar. After his piece, Avram Eskar. Or says the Chirah by Yankov and by Avram. Doesn't say by Yitzchok. So Rashi quotes the Medrash. So Chirah means, oh, I remember Rabbi Bina. I just saw him before, I remember Rabbi Bina. But if I'm sitting in front of the person, I say, I remember you. I mean, I remember. I'm looking at you. You're staring at me. You're right in front of me. You don't have to say Zechirah. Staring at something that's not in front of you. It's like Kodesh Boch doesn't have to say, I remember Bisa Yitzchok. Afer Tzavar Munach HaGabi HaMizbeach. The ashes of Yitzchok are there. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. What do you mean Afer Shal Yitzchok? He was never buried by the Mizbeach. What are they talking about? Yes, the answer is the Dalal Avodas that were done to the Ayel Achar are considered as if they were done to Yitzchok. So Yitzchok had the din of a Korban Oyla L'Achar Shechita. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Al Terek Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to go down. If you go down to Mitzrayim, you won't be following in the footsteps of your father. That's a shinui. That's not what your father was not. Huptash. Avraham Avinu was not a korban. He wouldn't be nifsal b'yotze. You will be nifsal b'yotze. Yeah. So the Rama quotes this gracious Rabbah. That there were six mitzvahs given to Adam Rishon. The seventh one, Eben Malachim, was given to Noach. That's why we call the Shemin mitzvah Noach. Then I came out of Ramavina, he was given one mitzvah of Bris Mila. Yes, I mean, he fish mice. Where is he fish mice? So he says, Vahi Rabbarts, about Haravishon, Shehayel, and Abraham. So Yitzchak was going to go down to Egypt, thinking that that's the family tradition. He's going to follow the Masorah. And then after I was broken, pissed him, he says, no, you're not allowed to go down. Eretz Plishtim, Tevel Azra, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Shalom told him, Gur Baretz Hazos, this is Eretz, you won't be Nifsal B'Yotze here. Tevel Azra is part of Eretz Yisrael, but don't go down to Mitzrayim. That's Chutz Lotz Yibbi Nifsal. So it says, V'yizra Yitzchak Baretz Ahi, V'yitzchak Shanahi, Me'er Shorim, V'yibarach Ehu Hashem. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that's the Medrash that the Rambam is quoting here. What do you mean, Me'er Shorim? He found 100 times more grew than what he planned, than what he expected. Why was he calculating how much is going to grow? He was counting his chickens before they hatched, counting the eggs before they hatched. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, he's making an Oymed L'Maisus. How much Maisa does he think is going to happen? She made a calculation how much is going to grow. Turned out it grew 100 times as much. Despite the fact that that was a bad year, there was a famine. Despite the fact that it wasn't there, it's not proper. It is Tevel Azra, Eretz Plishtim. Eretz Plishtim. Namrod Kach, despite the fact that it was the Yisrael, despite the fact that it was Baretz Ahi and Bashan Ahi, it was a Shnas Rav. And it was not Eretz Ahi proper, it was only Tevel Azra. Still, it grew Me'er Shorim. So he made an Oymed L'Maisus, and that's the Medrash of such a tradition that Yitzchak was given an additional mitzvah. Doesn't say he was mechuyim to be mafish maisus. He was given the ability to be mafish maisus. It's mafish maisus. And the Yaakov Avinu was nitztave and get on Hashem. The Ravid attacks the Rambam. The Ravid attacks and says, "What do you mean Yitzchak mafish maisus? Avraham Avinu gave maisa." He says that there was a Muhammad, the four kings against the five kings. He And then Avraham Avinu went to save his nephew Lot, and he is a bin of Kibush Mechama. The Mangit has also been by Kibush Mechama. And whenever one country wages war against the other country, let's say it's Sadiqim from Russia, so they wanted to take over the Ukraine. So if the Be'isa, not at all the Heter, Be'isa, but if they take over a country, whether Be'isa or the Heter, they're kind of everything in the country. The kind of the people is about it, the kind of the karka, the kind of the top one. That's an international halacha of Kibush Mechama. The Gemara in Gittin says it doesn't matter whether the Jews won the war against the Goyim won the war against the Jews, or the Goyim won the war against the Jews. The Gemara can't visualize the Jews having a war against the Jews. So they're not talking about such a possibility. Kibush Mechama, Jews winning out, Jews killing each other, fighting a war. They don't imagine such a thing. But that's the din of Kibush Mechama. Amen amavti haru b'sichay. We weren't allowed to take it over, but because it was taken away by Sichem, so we took it away from Sichem, we didn't take away from Amen Amoya. So that was Mutter, because the Kibush Mocham, the Gemara gives a lot of psukim from Tanakh. There is an exception to the rule. Eretz Yisrael is an exception to the rule. Even though they go and conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Babylonian armies conquered Eretz at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Roman armies conquered Eretz at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. Eretz Yisrael is the one thing in the world that is not subject to the din of Kibush Mocham. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Avraham Avinu, and he swore. He swore to Avraham, he swore to Yitzchak, he swore to Yaakov, he gave him a shvua. And the shvua, the Ramban HaChumash, the shvua is like a bris, and the bris means al kaparim. Under all circumstances, we never lost our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbis Zalman Meltzer has the Eben HaOzel, so he understood the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kedusha B'Shayin on the days of Yishuv Benun was accomplished through Kibush Bechilus. Took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That says in Tanakh. Then it says the Gemara has a tradition. Took 7 years to make the Chalukah. Sorry, to make Chalukah l'Shvatim, Chalukah l'Mishpachas, and Chalukah l'Yechidim. So the Kedusha Sarts was only completed after the first 14 years. The first Shemitah after they crossed over the Yarden was year 21. The first 14 years it didn't have Kedusha Sarts. The first Yovel was year 64. First 14 years didn't count. They weren't chayv in Shulmas and Maisus till after the 14 years were up. Chala was right away. As they came, the Yad has chayv of Chala, even though it didn't have the full Kedusha Sarits yet. But all the other mitzvah to his words only began later. So the... So the Pasuk says that there was a war of the four kings against the five kings, and the four kings won the war against the five kings, so they were kind of all the property. Then Avraham Avinu waged war against the four kings, and he won the war. So he won ownership of all the nine cities. Because the four kings won the war against the five kings, so they were kind of everything. And Avraham Avinu waged war against the four kings, and he won the war, so he was kind of everything. So the first thing you do when you get a lot of money is you have to give Maisa Ksofim. So it says, so it says, why do you give Maisa Mikol? So the Rebbe says that Malkitzarek Melashon was Shem Ben Eich, I think Shem Ben Noach, he had a yeshiva. So he's supposed to give Maisa Ksofim to support the yeshivas. That's what it says in the Chazal. So it says, V'itala Maisa Mikol. So the Rebbe is Masig on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that the first one, who was Marfish Maisus, was Yitzchak Yifrish Maisus? No. Says Avraham Avinu, V'itala Maisa Mikol. Avraham Avinu was Marfish Maisus. So the Mephoshim on the side of the Rambam, I think the Radvaz, on the side of the Rav Kristen, on the side of the Rambam, says, what is he mixing together? First of all, his attack against the Rambam is not the Rambam's fault. The Rambam's just quoting him as a Shrabbat. The Rambam is innocent. Usually the Rambam is guilty. Usually the Rebbe has asked, the Rebbe says the Rambam is against the Gemara. So you have to asher Rambam. Here it's a asher Rebbe. They don't know what the Rebbe wants. The Rambam is just quoting word for word from the Medrash Rebbe. The Gracious Rebbe says that. Avraham Yisrael, each one was given an additional mitzvah. One is he mixing up two different maisers. That's what the Radvaz or whoever it is, the Kess Mishnah, Radvaz says on the side. V'itala maiser mikol means he gave maiser ksofim. He had just acquired nine cities, $9 billion. Nine cities of ownership. He didn't want anything. He gave everything back to Melech. I don't want anything. But Chelek Gavoya can't be Michael, so he had to give first Maisek Sofim. And then he gave everything away. He didn't want to be Nanukran. But Yitzchak Yifrish Maisek goes on real. real chumas are maisers. He took maisers from the terrace, what grew from the ground, not maisers suffering from the money that he got. So it says, so that's the medrash that Beresh's rabbi, that the Rambam quotes. The Rambam just quoting a medrash. Avraham Avinu was given an additional mitzvah. Milo Yitzchak was given the opportunity to be mafresh maisers, and the Yankov was given gilonash. So the Rambam holds that that's l'chol hadeis. Yankov was given gilonash. So what's the machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah? So he didn't want to learn like Taisi. The machlokes is, when was the mitzvah of gilonash given? Was it given to Yankov? Was it given at Mar Har Sinai? Of course it was given to Yankov. The Medrash says each one of the others was given an additional mitzvah. Mitzvah that was given to Yankov was gilonash. So the Rambam understood that's the Pirush HaMishnas in Per gilonash. No, about in the mitzvah was given to Yankov. Machlok Zatanaim is, why is it still binding in this manazeh? Is it binding because it was given to Yankov Avinu? Or no, we say no. Yankov Avinu was a Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu, the only one. Eila mitzvah ha-shatziv Hashem as Moshe. The mitzvahs that are binding the doors and only those that are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he's called the Adon HaNavim. The Rambam has two, from the Yud Gimel Ikor Ha-Mun, he has two Ikor. One Ikor, we believe in Nevuah. There's such a thing as Nevuah. There are those people who think logically it's impossible to have Nevuah. The infinite God can communicate with a finite human being. How is that possible? It doesn't make sense that we should daven. How can you have communication? One direction or the other. Either Nevuah, Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates with man. Man should daven communicate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no way to have communication. So we believe it's not so. We can daven, there's communication in one direction. There's Nevuah, Kodesh Baruch Hu can grant Nevuah. There can be. There was communication. There is communication. There will be. Now we happen to live in a period of time. Kodesh Baruch Hu is punishing the Klal Yisrael, not sending any Nevi'im. That's what Chazal say in the first Perek in Yuma, commenting on the Pesukim Mishir Hashem, and Chaymah he nidna lehaz kiras kesef, and delusi natsa lalu achores. So the Gemara understood like this. At the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael, they're going to be punished. When they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. And that all the Jews will be sent into Golus. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew from day number one that it's going to be Chorev. They knew from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chumash is not that explicit, but in Yecheskel, in Tehillim, it says in black and white, on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu told them already that there's going to be a Churban HaOretz, a Golus, and there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Shlomo HaMelech knew it from day number one when he built the Beis HaMikdash. He said, Baruch HaKodesh, what's going to be after the 70 years of Golus Baba? Will the second Beis HaMikdash be the everlasting one? Or will we have to, that will also be destroyed? And Shlomo HaMelech said, Baruch HaKodesh, M'chaymah hi, M'yalu ka'chaymah. If everybody will return back to Eretz Yisrael at the end of the 7 years of Golus Baba, then Nivna le'atir es kesef. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a metal structure, She'ein ha'rekev sholid bo. Wooden houses rot away. Wood rots. Metal doesn't rot. If you crash into the World Trade Center with an airplane, then you can destroy a metal structure also. But I'm not talking about crashing with airplanes. I'm talking about rotting away. So he says, in Chaim Ahili, if the Yaluk HaChaim, all the Jews will return back after the Golus Babel, then Allah Kiras Kesir. It will be Ein HaRekim Sholeh Bonim, where it has two levels. Ein HaRekim Sholeh Beis HaMikdash will not rot away. It will be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash. Rot will not set in the Jewish people. We will still have Nevi'im. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will send Nevi'im to give us Musar and Tokocha, that we should stop doing our Averus and shape up. That will be the Torah saying. In Delasi, it will be a Shvach HaAliyah, not so Lalu Achoris, then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut. Just like wood rots away long enough, it rains, it snows, and it rots, the wood rots away. So too, the second Beis HaMikdash will rot away, it will be Chorev, and Klal Yisrael will rot away, we won't have any Nevi'im giving us Tochacha, the straightness out. So what happened at the end of the 7 years of Golus Babel? A handful of Jews returned back, 40,000 Jews were changed, very little. The hundreds of thousands of Jews who stayed behind in the bubble, they didn't want to go back there, it's so. So that's why, from the time of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, there are no more Nevi'im. Even the Bim Allah Imam and Baba the Gemara says Chagas Chai Malachi, the Rebbe Shlom had to send three prophets because without the Nevi'im you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Tanoim had a comment on the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The Sheikh Nesidushu Uvas HaShama Rosh Al Pi Navi. When you want to build a Beis HaMikdash you have to have supervision of a Navi. So the Gemara says each one of the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, each one had a different Nevu'ah that was relevant to the building of the Bai Shein. That's, otherwise there were no more Nevi'im. That's it. So that's the famous Raivin, Hilchas Beis HaBchir. The Raivin writes, when Ezra built the Bai Sheni, Yedeo Haya Ezra, he knew in advance the Osid Lehechorin. Just like Shlomo Melech knew in advance from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim. He knew the Bai Shlishan is going to be Osid Lehechorin, but he built it anyway. He was supposed to build it. But they were told by Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim that the Bai Shlishan is going to be Chorban, the Jews will be sent into Golos. So the Raivin writes, when Ezra built the second Beis HaMeraglim, Yedeo Haya Ezra, Shosid Lehechorin. Because Shlomo Melech said so in the Shir Hashim, and Chaimahin and Aleha Tiris Kesef, etc. So this comment that the Rambam quoted, he's quoting the Medrash Rabbah, the Raivu was Masig on the Rambam. What does it say, the first one was Mafish Maises, was Yitzchak? It's not true, it was Avraham Avinu. That was a different Maise. What is it Masig? It's a Bereishis Rabbah. The Rambam didn't invent this idea. What was the Bereishis Rabbah driving at? That each one of the others was given an additional mitzvah. What was the push to say like that? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested there is a famous discussion in the Mishnah Melech Sefer on Grush. Mishnah Melech has Sefer Pope for Russian Grush. So he has the essay at Zdoke, essay at Melech HaMashiach, essay at Davening, essay at Hashivas, the very beautiful essay. Then the first essay is a little bit shaky. First essay, the basic shayla is a serious shayla. And the rest is a little bit shaky. He raises the issue whether the Abbas had a din of Bnei Noach or they had a din of Bnei Yisur. Did they have a din of Kedush and Sur on that? So he starts off, it seems to be a machloek as the Ramban and Taisus. The Taisus seems to hold that the Abbas were lo yotzmech la Bnei Noach. And the Ramban holds that from the days of Avraham Avinu they had a Kedush and Sisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe pshat in this Medrash Rabbah that the Ramban quoted is an in-between shita. Kedusha Sisrael means Kedushana b'mitzvois of the Tzivon. Kedusha is not, no such thing as Kedusha artilois, abstract Kedusha. He's a very holy man. But my Nevin Sal is a holy man. What plays a holy man? He's old. What is he holy? The holy does mitzvahs. Kedusha means Kedushan and mitzvahs. So he said, well, if you do more mitzvahs than everybody else, then you're holier than the other people. The Mishnah and Kalim has Eser Kedusha Sa'aretz. The 10 levels of Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Mishnah lists of Eretz HaMekudesh is Mekol HaAretz says Eretz HaMekudesh has Kedusha as opposed to America. Shemidim Men HaOmer Shteh Alecha. Yoros HaMekav Yisrael had more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Israel. Because she looked at Sarai. And then Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than if you take out my Sisheni, you can't eat my Sisheni, puts Yerushalayim. Then the Harabai says more Kedusha, then the Azorah has more Kedusha, and the Hechala, the Kedusha Kedusha has more Kedusha, Hechala has more Kedusha, the Kedusha Kedusha. And every step of the way, the Mishnah tells you what's the din that shows the difference between this and that. Not abstract Kedusha. Every time you talk about Kedusha, it's Kedushan and Mitzvah, so there are more mitzvahs over there. The dinim that apply here that don't apply there because this has more kedusha than that. The Kohen has more kedusha than Israel, so he has more mitzvahs than the Israel. Kedusha always means mitzvahs. So Avraham Avinu is given, and the pasuk says, "V'chart is b'si Yaakov, v'chart is b'si Yitzchak, v'chart is b'si Avraham Yisrael." But Rosh Bocha made a bris, but Avraham made a bris with Yitzchak, made a bris with Yaakov. What do you mean he made a bris? What do you mean making a bris? Making a bris means he made a kedusha. He gave Avraham Yisrael and Yaakov. He gave each one of them. It seems a deeper degree of Kedusha Yisrael. Increase in peace means he granted them Kedusha Yisrael. So that's what the Medrash is trying to figure out, what mitzvah was given to Avraham Avinu that gave him more Kedusha than the rest of mankind. And what mitzvah was given to Yitzchak, what mitzvah was given to Yaakov. The Medrash says each one had a separate peace in peace. Yitzchak had a deeper Kedusha Yisrael than Avraham Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu had a deeper Kedusha than Yitzchak, and each one had an additional mitzvah. So that's what the Medrash quoted by the Rambam says. Avraham Avinu was given one mitzvah, Ed Melachai. Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Mila, that Yitzchak was given the opportunity to be mafrish maisus, and that Avinu was given the mitzvah of giving anashim. That's what the Rambam starts off in the Pirush HaMishnah. It has to be that giving anashim is given to Yaakov Avinu. That's given. The Machlokes HaTanaim only is, why is it still binding in his mind? So Rav Soloveitchik, many, many years ago, in the 1930s, as a child, he loved very much the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch was written by Galitziano. And the Litvish Yeshiva started a new style of learning, so they made fun of everything from the Galitziano. So they never looked in any source. Rav Soloveitchik said his grandfather, Rav Chaim, enjoyed the Minchas Chinuch very much. He said, if not for the fact that he thinks he started, if not for the fact that Rav Chaim gave his stamp of approval on the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks they would never have looked at the Sefer. As fantastic as it is, probably better. Look, you just make up your mind, Galiziana, you don't look. So he said, Rav Chaim liked it, it's a Gevaldik. He said, as a child, he used to always learn the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch gives you hekev. He explains, he takes a mitzvah, and he shows how it's connected to Kol HaTarkuf. The din from over there, the other Masech puts everything together, gives you a whole picture. And the mitzvah that you never heard anything about. Gemara has hardly anything. He schleps him from all over Shas, he puts everything together. He said that he was a disobedient child when his mother told him to go to sleep. He would have the Minchas Chinuch under the blankets, and he would be reading. His reading would be the Minchas Chinuch. He said he made a siyum on the Minchas Chinuch before his bar mitzvah. He said he loved the Minchas Chinuch. When his father was still alive, when Amoshe Soloveitchik was still alive and teaching in Yeshiva College years ago, before I was born after Dr. Rebel died, and after Moshe Soloveitchik, Dr. Rebel was the Rosh Hashiva, Moshe Soloveitchik was Rav Soloveitchik's father. So, so Rav Soloveitchik used to have this for a year or so. He had a little bit of a koilel in Boston that was funded by Dr. Rebel, who's sort of a branch of the Yeshiva. But he used to come in once a month to New York, and he gave chaburas in the Minchas Chinuch and the Yeshiva. So in my time, one year, he decided he was going to give a few chaburas and Minchas Chinuch. So he would love the Minchas Chinuch, but then once in a while, the Minchas Chinuch would go back to some Galitziana style of a pshetl. So he said, nah, at the end of the day, he was still a Galitziana. Couldn't get it out of him. He used to have some pshetl. Usually the Minchas Chinuch is gewaldig, and once in a while, he has the old style of learning. So the Minchas Chinuch has the following kasha. There is a din, there's a short list of people who do averis for which you're punished with Misa B'dei Shaman. The opening Mishnah increases, lists off the Lama Bav priests on Murad Batur, the 36 averis, which he punished with curse. And then there's a Tosefta that's quoted in Sanhedrin, the Tegimah, a long Sugya, two, three block Gemara. Elish of Misa, the following people are punished with Misa B'dei Shamayim. It's not the same. Kharis is supposed to die before the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim is supposed to die before the age of 60. So the Babli holds that the Kharis is Mohammed and Misa B'dei Shamayim. Rishonli holds that Misa B'dei Shamayim is Mohammed and Kharis. Abne Miluim. But the Kharis quotes this, Machlokes the Babli Rishonli, which is Mohammed. Well, whatever. So there's a short list of averes to which the punishment is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So one of them is Oyv Rav Nirei Novi. The Navi tells you to do something, you don't listen, so you're punished with Misa B'dei Shamayim. The story told the Sefer Melachim that one Navi was told to slap the other Navi, he should hit him. So he didn't want to hit him, so he was punished with Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Rav Sham told him to hit the other guy, so he didn't do it. Whatever Navi tells you something, you got to do it. You don't do Yechai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the Kashya. So anybody who talks a word of Lashon Hara is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. He told us you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu told us you have to say Kriya Shema Bizmanar. It's a din d'oraisa. So whoever wakes up late one day is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. You missed Kriya Shema Bizmanar. Anytime you forgot, you went to sleep, forgot to dab Ma'ariv one night, you forgot to say Kriya Shema. Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. Okay, b'shogeg. So you're not punished. And what if a guy does the mezid, he gets Misa B'dei Shamayim because he didn't say Kriya Shema one day? How can it be? So why is it a short list? All the mitzvahs in the Torah, you have Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Ragachava things, the Ragachava deals with this kashrut. So before the war, that was the minig in Europe and the yeshivas, the Hasidic yeshivas and the Litvish yeshivas. Everybody would send a postcard to the Ragachava with a kashrut. It was on the double postcard. I remember in America they used to have it. I haven't seen them in many years. They used to have a double postcard. It had postage on both. You sent the postcard to the other person, and then they would rip it on perforation. They had a postcard that you sent them, but the postage, they just have to write the message to respond to what you sent them. So they used to send postcards to the Rabbi Chavel with kashas. If he would have to pay for the postage, he would go broke. He used to send from all the yeshivas, everybody sent him kashas. That was the meaning, everybody sent him kashas. Rabbi Gifter told us once, he went to Tells, he was born in America. Born in the South, he used to speak with a southern drawl. So when he spoke English, and he spoke Yiddish also, with a southern drawl. So then after high school, he went to learn in Tells in Europe. So he said he was learning the funny masichas. When they prepared him for the yeshiva, he asked them, a little boy, what did you learn? So he said, he learned creases, he learned erchim. So he said, any normal masichas? He said, what do you mean normal masichas? What's wrong with what I learned? Then after he learned the yeshiva, he understood what they mean. Didn't know the meat of the thing. He didn't learn nashim and zik. So he said he had some murderous kasha on creases or something there that he was reviewing and Tells. And he asked the one of the his kasha, nobody knew it. So he said, send the kasha to the Rabbi Chava. And he said, sent the postcard to the Rabbi Chava. And he said, Rabbi Chava sent him back a postcard. Loma Yatri Daini, what are you pestering me? Look in Taisus and this and this. And this. The Taisus has your kasha. And they talk about the Terek. They give the Terek. Anyway, so that was the practice. So the Rabbi Chava was asked this kasha. How do you have such a short list of Nisim Deshma? Whoever violates any din deraisa is five Nisim Deshma. So he dug up a sikra or something. Nisim Deshmaim, Avoyba Devinagra, so if you heard it directly from the Navi. So the Dor HaMidbar heard everything directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Zek Takachai Nisim Deshmaim, and then he sneezed. If they would talk Lashon Hara, they'll be Chai Nisim Deshmaim. But today we didn't hear it directly from Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Nisim Deshmaim, Avoyba Devinagra doesn't apply. We have a short list, the Taka in the Midbar. Whoever heard from Moshe Rabbeinu not to talk Lashon Hara will chai Nisim Deshmaim. Other Terutzim also. So Soloveitchik said years ago, they printed in his name already, years ago. And then he printed it himself when he delivered the Hesped to his uncle, Rav Dovla Soloveitchik. So this was a big chunk of the Hesped to answer the Menchas Timis Kasha. So he says, Oibar Dibre Navi, it's not enough that the person who told you the din happens to be a Navi and tells you the Nebuah. It means, Oibar Dibre Navi, Oibar Anet Sivui, that's only the Torah's Nebuah, Oibar, sure. But if a Navi tells you a din, the only Navi who gave din to the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. So if it's a din that's not Lederet, that's not called Dibre Nebuah, that's called a mitzvah. Mitzvah is like the first Rashi in Parshat Tzaveh, Lashon Tzaveh, Lashon Zeres, Miyado Lederes. Whenever something is binding to our future generations, the Nebuah had to be delivered by a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was clearly a Navi, he said at Bar Hashem. But the Tzivu is not the Torah's Nebuah. Nebuah by definition means Ahi Rasha. It's a din l'doros, and it has a whole different system. Sometimes Yechayv Misa, sometimes Malka, sometimes Kor, sometimes Misa B'dei Shabbat. That's Rav Soloveitchik story. That's, I think, now, that's the standard there. Everybody has accepted that as the terence. However, al divrei Navi, there's only Chayv Misa B'dei Shabbat, if it's a Hiruah, sure. Moshe Rabbeinu told him they shouldn't leave over the month till tomorrow morning. Moshe Rabbeinu told him a Hiruah, sure. They should knock on the next door neighbor's doors before it's his. I mean, that's for matonis. That was once in the history of the world, the living over the month. That was only for 40 years. But whenever Moshe Rabbeinu told them, did him not to talk Lashon Hara, that's the unavoid. Till you Moshe Mashiach, including. Even after Mashiach comes also, then that's not a Hoi Rav Shah. That's not called a Hoi Rav Devin. That's a Hoi Rav Devin Der Aisa.
Why should that be Marchama? Why should the Rav Shah be Marchama?
A question? I don't know. But that's the pasuk about Devar Navi. Anochi Evnish Mima is Misa B'dei Shemaim. In this week's Sedra, coming Sedra, in Parashat Shema, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed by Kadosh Baruch Hu to go back to Mitzrayim and to redeem the Jewish people to see what they get, so let my people go. So he was Mizaza. He didn't take care of the Bris Milah of his second baby. So Malach came by Vakesh HaMiso. The Malach wanted to kill Misa B'dei Shemaim to Moshe Rabbeinu for not taking care of the Bris Milah. Is there such a din? the father who doesn't take care of the bris of the child is chayav misa. There is no such thing. How come the malach came? Is it didn't? If the child doesn't take care, the child becomes bar mitzvah. His father never took care of the bris. He became bar mitzvah, and he still doesn't bother to hurry up to take care of the bris milah. So the child is chayav kodesh. That's makleikas the Rambam. And they arrive in 2 days in Tosfos and Makis. What if he doesn't? The kid is bar mitzvah. He doesn't take care of the bris till he's 35 years old. Then he does a bris. Is he still chayav kodesh? Because for so many years since he's bar mitzvah, he didn't do the bris. But he say no. It's only chayav kodesh if he dies, not having taken care of the bris milah. So that's machlokes the Rambam and the Raivin. When is the kid chayav kodesh for not taking care of the bris? But the father never chayav kodesh for not taking. Father not chayav kodesh, not chayav misa b'dei shemayim. So what kind of a din is this that the malach vayvakin sham misa? So I thought maybe that's the void. But this Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in Ulan, that the fact that we today still observe the mitzvah of Gid Anash, we today still observe the mitzvah of this milah, it's not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was over one who wouldn't do bris milah after Avraham Avinu was given a din, would be chayav misa b'dei shamayim. It's over al divrei navi. Avraham Avinu wasn't given a din l'doros. The one and only navi who's the Adon Hanavi, whatever he said, is binding l'doros mitzvah nahedus l'doros. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. But before the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, one who wouldn't be Baal's son would be over al divrei navi, chayav misa b'dei shamayim. So that's why Vayvakesh Amisa. According to that Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, I think perhaps that's the pshat and the pasuk. One of the great Chassidish Rebbes once made a comment in Yavruch HaKodesh, I don't know. He said, when the Mishlan Melech published his sefer, the Parashas Drachim, in the first essay, he talks about whether the Ovis had the din of Yisrael b'nei Noach. So he has a machlokes the Ramban and Tosfos, that seems to be accurate. Then he makes a whole pilpul, that was a machloikis, he said to his brother, that was a machloikis, power of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shetlach, he goes to the Pesha. So they say that when the Parashas Drachim was published, it was a big kitrug in the Bezal Shamayla, that the Jews are making letzon inside of the Torah. They say such Shetlach, that was a machloikis, he said to his brother. This is that Ramban do seem to be disagreeing with that. But the others had a din of Yisrael of B'nai Noach. But they say, they say that that's the Shaila. But Yosef said that the brothers are reading Ed Menachai, and it was really a Ben Pekua. So Yosef held that they had a din of Bnei Noach. There's no head of Ben Pekua, and they had a din of Esau. There is a din of Ben Pekua. That's a Pshetler. And so one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, I forgot which one, he said, how did he know? He says there was a big kitrug of Bezim Shalmaya, that the Jews are making fun. The Yosef has such a comment in one place. Yosemite has a pshat and a girsa in the Gemara. In our Gemara, the girsa was taken out of it. Gemara chula on daf kofa. So Gemara says when you bring an oil or sa'if. The Gemara had a havamina that you can do the hakrova oila sa'if balayla. There's a pasuk b'yom tzavos as hakrov is bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara learns that b'yom tzavos v'lo balayla, all avodas have to be done by yom. So why do they have a havamina that oila sa'if can be done balayla? So the old Girsa in the Gemara, we don't have it, it was already taken out of our Gemara. So the old Girsa, the Rajva, I think, quotes it in the Tshuva. The Rajva doesn't have it, the Tshuva's the Rajva. So the old Girsa was, one would have thought that Josak Haktoris and Murim is Mutta Balayla. So too, Hakrova Sayla Sayyaf is good Balayla. What has one got to do with the other? What's the connection? So the Rishani crossed it out from the Girsa, we don't have it, so we don't even have any Zayfa. So the Arsameach gave up Shat. And that Girsa. And he once had a dream, so in his Sefer on the Rambam, it's in the Hashmatas, it's not in the Sefer where it belongs. It's in the Hashmatas. So he says his pshat in three lines, and then he says, Amen Hashamayim, Hiskimo Al Yadi, something like that. Whenever they agree with his pshat, he doesn't tell you, well, what do they agree? Well, how does he know that they haven't agreed? So the story goes, later someone wrote over the whole story. That Yosemite had a dream that the Malachim were discussing to have to wipe out the Jewish people, to make a great sonnets out of the Torah. They're flipping around your soyas and pshetlot and late sonnets, the main late sonnets out of the Torah. So the Rajba was there in heaven. Rajba said, no, there's a Jew in Vinsk. I crossed out the gears in Limar. He gave the right shot. They deserve to be spared because of the Jew in Vinsk. Rav Meir Simcha, he gave the right shot. And Rav Meir Simcha didn't know what Rajba is he talking about. So he looked in the Kedusha Rajba, didn't find it. Looked, he found there's a Chumas Rajba, where the Rajba says, but the old Gersa, he said the old Gersa that he knew. That's not knew the old Gersa. And he said the following pshat. There's an Ibn Ezra on Chumash. The Ibn Ezra says, sometimes there's a Chatas Olaviyari. Chatas Olaviyari means that you can afford it, you bring Chatas Behema. You can afford it, you bring a Chatas Oy. So the Pasuk says, sometimes there's an Olaviyari, there's Ashivas Dallas and Dali Dallas, and sometimes there's Ashivas and Dallas. There's not two types of Olaviyari. Mishnah is talking about priests. So the Ibn Ezra Chumash raises the question, if Bashiris you bring Achatas Behema, so then the Dalus, so you bring Achatas Oy. Why do you bring an Oyla Soy? What's the need for the Oyla? Bashiris, you're not Mechuyif to bring an Oyla. So why the Dalus? Why do you have to bring an Oyla? So the Ibn Ezra answers, because when you bring Achatas Behema, not only is there Zrikas Hadam, there's Haktor Zemur, all the fat you burn in the Mizbeach. When you bring Achatas Oy, you just do Zrukas Adam, and there is nothing that's burnt on the Mizbeach. The rest they give to the Kohanim, and they eat the Besar HaChatas Oy. Nothing is burnt, there's no Haktoras Aymur. There are no Aymurim in the Oy. But as he says, the substitute for the Chatas Oy Bashiris, you have to bring Chatas Behema. If you could have afforded it, you would have brought a Chatas Behema. You can't afford it, you bring Chatas Oy, but it's not going to be any Haktoras Aymurim. So you have to bring an Oylas Ha'oif in addition, and you burn the whole Oilas Oif. So the burning of the whole Oilas Oif is like Haktoras Emurim of the Chatas Behem. So the Yosemite said, that was the Havamina of the Gemara, that an Oilas Oif that comes with a Chatas Oif, not every Oilas Oif, Oilas Oif that comes with a Chatas Oif by Oilas Oif, I would have thought that the Malika of that Oyla Soif can be done by Laila, just like Haktoris Emurim can be done. Because the whole purpose why you have the Oyla Soif is to make up for the missing Haktoris Emurim. So Haktoris Emurim is kosher by Laila. You would have thought that the only avoiders of the Oyla Soif that's coming to replace, take the place of the Haktoris Emurim of the Chatas Behema should be done by Laila. Kamash Malan that now. Got to be careful when you learn. You shouldn't say Chetlach. You should try to be Mechab in a Halemis. If you make a mistake, make a mistake. Shnius Meyorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu should forgive all of us when we make mistakes. But you have to try not to say Chetlach. You try to say Amidu Shal Torah. Some people have such a desire to say original Chidushim that they'll go overboard. They'll say a whole Kakai Chetlach. They know in advance that they're absolutely Shekel Chazim. So that's not right. That's what the dream was, that Malachim are making fun of the Jews, that they're making Leitzonis out of the whole Torah. That's what they complain. That's what the Chassidish Rebbe said when the Parashas Rochem was printed. They were angry in heaven on the first chapter. He said that was Machlokes Yosef with the brothers. Come on. It's Machlokes Tosfos Rambam. That's not the Machlokes Yosef with the brothers. And then later, in the days of the Yosemite, they said, the Jews are making Leitzonis on the Torah. You have to be careful when you learn. Try to say Lamita Shal Torah. If you don't have something that's Lamita, don't say it. You're not obligated to say it. Just say over what it says in the Svarim. And you have to have a push to say it. A lot of Svarim. So some Svarim say cockeyed things, ridiculous. It is too complicated. It's obvious that it's wrong. In the world of science, that's the rule also. If you have a phenomenon, and you want to explain it. So there are two ways to explain it. So I remember, after they sent the first person to the moon, they said, it's clear that the Earth goes around the sun. The sun doesn't go around the Earth. If the sun would go around the Earth, all the calculation, all the cheshbonos, how they sent the man to the moon, wouldn't have worked. The truth of the matter is, it could be, it's still true, but the equation would be so long, it would be so complicated. So whenever you have two ways to explain a phenomenon, one way is easier, one way is very, very complicated. So in science, they take the easiest pshat is always the true pshat. The learning is also like that. Whatever is the easiest pshat is usually the true pshat. Sometimes the true pshat is a little complicated, but usually the klal is whatever is easier is the true pshat. Soloveitchik was a misnaget, so he used to make fun of Hasidus once in a while. So he said over a nasty line, they tell a story that a Hasidus Rebbe was saying Torah by Shalosh Urdes, Parshas Lech Lecha. He was saying, how come Lech Lecha is spelled with two big chesis? Lech Lecha is spelled with two big chesis. So there was a misnaget there, and he said, first of all, it's spelled with a chaf, and secondly, it's spelled with a small letter. So the whole kashin. So the Rebbe said, that's one teretz. I have a better teretz. It's an emes teretz. Kashin. A lot of times, Rabbi Soloveitchik would always pose a kashin in class. The student would give a whole cockeyed answer. He would always make fun of himself. That's like lech lecha mitu two chesed. So complicated. Whenever you have two pshatim, one is easier, one is straightforward, one is complicated. Usually the correct one is the one that's easier, straightforward. Shouldn't try to be machadish complicated. Okay, that was my comment for the Parshas HaShavua. The Bakei Shabisoi, Malach wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu because he wasn't taking care of the bris. Since when is there a punishment due to the father for not taking care of the bris of the son? That was my suggestion. Maybe Koyde Matan Torah, according to that Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, Koyde Matan Torah had a din of Oivad Divrei Novi. But after Matan Torah, it's a din of a mitzvah. So the din of a mitzvah, there's no chorus in the non bisabilation. It's a mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, so be punished for not doing the mitzvah. You should all have a pleasant stay in Eretz Yisrael, learn up the song. You're learning here all year long, or you're just learning for the intercession? Intercession. Good. Learn up the storm, have atzlocha. Very good.